Welcome back, K-State Nation, to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas, Eddie Greer, K-State grad, 2013 alum, Purple Project Podcast, football, basketball, volleyball, everything else around that. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. Midweek Wednesday, get off to a little slow start. It's all right. Pop busy for the podcast, for both podcasts really here. I will hop on later on this afternoon to record this week's show. Well, my other podcast anyways, one episode there on that. Very fired up. I'm just fired up in general there for that, but especially fired up for next Monday there as well. We'll get to that on the other side of the coin. But for K-State, obviously, on this Wednesday, March 12th, 2025, men's basketball continues. Their season is still alive, folks. Still alive. As they'll be taking on Baylor tonight, up here, T-Mobile Center, up here, KC. Woo! It's going to go. Should be a good one, folks. Should be a good one. K-State, can they make things even more interesting? Find out about that. But turn our attention to the diamond here, folks, here last night. K-State baseball, super busy week. Did not get off to a good start after falling behind and could not recover from it despite grand slam by AJ Izquierdo. First ever grand slam in his collegiate career, but it was not enough as K-State ends up losing the game there 9-8 last night in Omaha, Nebraska there. And I said this before K-State started this winning streak. you have to avoid the beginning. Gotta avoid the beginning if you can, right? And seven runs by Creighton in the second it's just not gonna cut it. But hey, it's college baseball. We see the craziness over the years. K-State was almost able to overcome that, but could not do it. There, as Pete Hughes basically said, you know, they played a bad game tonight. We go to him real quick. Quote, poorly played game tonight. He goes on to say, quote, we fought back when we were down, but that doesn't always get you in the win column, especially when you give up 13 free bases and surrender seven runs in one inning. We fought hard, but did nothing to deserve a win in this ball game. And yeah, pretty much what I've been saying, pretty much what I've been talking about. Before K-State hopped on this hot streak here, hey, good pitching, avoid the beginning. It's going to win you baseball games most of the time or not. And for K-State, it did not happen for them last night. They fell behind in his baseball game. As we take a look inside the box score, Creighton 9, K-State 8. Eddie Greer, Pro Parts of Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State now falls to 9-6, and I think they do play tonight, too, as well. So, like I said, and then, of course, they'll host Utah this weekend at Toyton Family Stadium. We'll start with Creighton, seven runs in the second inning, basically helped them win this ball game because they did not score again until the sixth, and that was it for the Blue Jays of Creighton. There for K-State, two in they struck first in this one. They were up 2-0 before the seven run inning happened there. So you're up 2-0 there. They didn't score. K-State didn't score again until the fifth. They added four runs there. The grand slam by Izquierdo, and it added two in the seventh. It could not rally from there to win this baseball game here. Creighton, nine runs, nine hits, no errors. K-State, 8 runs, 8 hits, and an error in this game. J.J. Slatt got the loss in his ball game. Now, J.J. Slatt, 0-2 here as we are about to approach mid-March. So, 0-2 with J.J. Slatt. The win belonged to Ian Koosman of Creighton. He goes to 1-2. The save belonged to Shane Curtin of the Blue Jays there. Let's go to the pitching here. For K-State. K-State and him using five pitchers in his ball game there. J.J. Slatt, J.J. Slatt, inning and two-thirds. And rightfully so there. So, very short outing for him. Tyrell pitched an inning in a 1/3, and then Brody Rowe and Tasso Butler came in for an inning apiece, and then Blake Dean went ahead and finished off the pitching lineup there for K-State. They're going 3 innings there for K-State in this ball game there as well. Let me see here now. Also, AJ Iskovosko, big home run there, grand slam there, which at the time right there, okay, this team going to get rolling. This team is going to use it there in blitz, and in blitz probably is the wrong word here, but to get rolling and get moving past Creighton. Well, it is kind of the damn same thing. Yeah, but it just did not happen in the ball game there. Micah Dean, let me see here. Keegan Carl, Nick English, each stole a base in this ball game. The air belonged to Tyrell in this game. Maxis Martin, I did a piece on him yesterday. Go check it out. Purple Project Podcast on the feed. Martin, 1-4 in his home run streak, came to an end last night there. Four games in a row, they hit a home run. That came to a close, but it did get a hit last night. So that keeps that moving along there. Shantiro, my guy. Shantiro got 2 hits last night. He left for the top of the order. D. Kennedy also had 2 hits in the game. The top of the order was solid last night. They're combining, let me see here, 4, 6, 8. They're 8-4. I'm trying to do quick math in my head. 11, 16. They hit 500 last night. 8-for-16 there in the game for the top of the order. You didn't get much from your 5th and 6th hitters there. Look, if you're going to win baseball game, cause baseball games. Again, you have to bring this up because K-State lost last night. You have to avoid the big inning. And then you need to get the big inning, but you got to hold the other team not to allow them to get the big inning. So that's how that works. Solid pitching, defense, wins you games there. But K-State fall behind the 8-ball. And as Coach Hugh said right there, you just heard it. You just cannot expect, especially on the road like that. And we've seen K-State outside of Texas not play the best baseball. So that's weird. So you play excellent tennis. You play excellent baseball in Texas, but outside of that, gotta play a little sloppy ball here. So they gotta get that tightened up here a little bit. But K-State loses to Creighton again. It'd be interesting to see if they make up that game, because Creighton, it was supposed to be a game at home against Creighton, but again, it got postponed due to the crazy weather there in Manhattan, really across the Midwest for that matter. So, but yeah, so Creighton now bumps up to 8-4. Your K-State Wildcats on the baseball diamond now go fall to 9-6 on the season here. Let me see if I can confirm. Actually, there is no game today. So there is no game today for K-State baseball. So the focus will be on men's basketball. So Utah. Oh, damn. So Utah. We're going to know a little bit more about them this week. They'll come to Manhattan for a 3-game set. And Utah, 11-3. Woo! So a big matchup for K-State. Well, K-State comes in there 9-6. They'll welcome. Actually, let me see here. Yeah, I'm right. That's right. Hold up. That's right. Yeah, they play tonight. Yeah, okay. I scroll past that. So yes, I was right. So K-State plays Omaha tonight in Omaha, 5:00 first pitch. A little bit after that. And then probably an hour later, I would assume, K-State basketball. So a busy evening for K-State men's athletics tonight. Yeah, baseball at 5, round 2 of the Big 12 tournament with K-State Baylor, I believe, after 6. I think I'm right on that. So you can double-check me on that. Especially, I got a time wrong yesterday. I can't believe that. So double check me on that. But I'm pretty sure K-State's the first game before KU hops on the court there tonight. And then, of course, the weekend series with Utah in Manhattan. But hopefully Cats, though, before that, need to bounce back against Omaha. And this matchup between Omaha, a little bit tricky. We know that. So definitely Omaha, they're no slouch. So K-State, they're not going to bounce back tonight. They look to do that And if you're interested in listening to that coverage, if you're in the Manhattan area, K-Man will have it. Brian Smoller will be in Omaha tonight there as the baseball team takes center stage up there. K-State basketball will take center stage in Kansas City. I think it's going to be an exciting night of athletics tonight for K-State in the Big 12. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast is found, freedom available daily, where I have a chance to record K-State content. Don't forget about our bonus pod over on the Podbean channel. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over there. We'll be hopping over there tomorrow and or Friday there to give you the latest there. We'll be focusing strictly on basketball on those days. So there you go on that. Creighton holds on 9. K-State 8. They play again tonight. K-State baseball does against Omaha. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. EG3, we out. Go Cats.